Welcome to the 8th edition of Classics Choice. Today, we bring you Passion Play, Part 2. On the first part of this analysis, we followed Ronnie Pilgrim from his funeral, through Limbo, and then to his last incarnation's scrutiny by the panel of judges in Act 2, The Memory Bank. In Part 2, the following two motives play an important role. Motive 1, and Motive 5. As in Part 1, I will use Neil Thomason's excellent analysis, which can be found in his Ministry of Information website, in order to extract relevant information to help understand the lyrics. In the instrumental coda that marks the end of Act 2, we hear Ronnie's spiritual heart thriving in excitement as he approaches his next stop, which is Act 3, Scene 1, Heaven. The scene is the business office of G. Odie and Son, 2 days later. Having spent 2 days in heaven, Ronnie is dissatisfied and has requested a meeting with God. The form of this scene is very interesting because it includes a theme and variations. First, an intro, which introduces motive 5, A, which is a theme and variation, a contrasting section B, then an instrumental development, B prime, which is a re-exposition of B with some changes, and finally section C, which is when God speaks. So let's get to the intro. The coda from Act 2 falls seamlessly into the intro of Part 3. In fact, if we strip out the story of the hare, listen to what we get. The whole passage could have been recorded with no interruption and later edited to include the story of the hare. However, this was not the case. You can hear a different color in the sound recording, and also the beat is slightly lower. So probably the intro to Act 3 was recorded on a different day. But from a musical point of view, this can be regarded as a single fragment. Thus, the intro to Act 3 is really the last part of the coda from Act 2. Note that the spiritual heartbeat continues and serves as a harmonic pedal. The end of the intro presents, for the first time, Motive 5. At the end of Motive 5, the whole band pounds out the rhythm of the obsessive heartbeat, which is Motive 1, thus concluding the interlude between Acts 2 and 3. A. Theme and variations. The theme is presented by voice and guitar, followed by 4 variations.
We sleep by the ever-bright hole in the door, eat in the corner, talk to the floor, cheating the spiders who come to say please. Politely they bend at the knees. Well, I'll go to the foot of our stairs.
We sleep by the ever-bright hole in the door, eat in the corner, talk to the floor. Cheating the spiders who come to say please, politely they bend at the knees. Well, I'll go to the foot of our stairs. The humble inhabitants of heaven remain close to the entrance in order to catch a glimpse of mortal life. Ronnie says, well, I'll be damned, but using a much more politically correct British equivalent. I'll go to the foot of our stairs. Now the first variation introduces the rest of the band, bass, drums, guitar and keyboards, and the acoustic guitar disappears. Note that the organ plays the same figures presented by the acoustic guitar in the 2 short instrumental interludes between the vocal sections of the theme.
Old gentlemen talk of when they were young, of ladies lost, of bearing sons. rubber dandies revel with friends. Pure as the truth, tied at both ends. Well, I'll go to the foot of our stairs.
All gentlemen talk of when they were young, of ladies lost and erring sons. Lace-covered dandies revel with friends. Pure as the truth, tied at both ends. Well, I'll go to the foot of our stairs. Ronnie watches these nostalgic inhabitants while they tell their boring stories. Well, I'll be damned. Variation 2 is presented by the electric guitar that goes an octave higher in the second phrases, of course in addition to the different lyrics. So, in essence, it is a repetition of Variation 1. You can hear the guitar easily because it is panned all the way to the left side.
Scented cathedral, spy pointed down. We pray for souls in Kentish town. A delicate hush, the gods floating by. Wishing us well high in the sky.
Scented cathedral, spire pointed down. We pray for souls in Kentish town. A delicate hush, the gods floating by, wishing us well, pie in the sky. Cathedrals that point down to earth, inhabitants that pray for earthly beings, Ronnie confirms. Mortal churches aspire to heaven, and heavenly ones revere the mortal world. I want to get out of here. And we reach variation number 3. In this final variation, the final phrase is omitted and the acoustic guitar suddenly bursts in as Ronnie addresses G. Odie directly. Note that this variation is a contracted version not only of the theme, but of the instrumentation as well. Only acoustic guitar and voice are present in the verse, but the whole band plays in the recurrent, "Well, I'll go to the foot of our stairs."
God of ages, Lord of time, mine is the right to be wrong. Well, I'll go to the foot of our stairs.
And we reach section B. In this section, based on rhythmic acoustic guitar and voice, Ronnie continues to address G. Odie directly. Let me quote Neil Thomason's very interesting interpretation of these verses. Jack Rabbit Mister. Rabbits' populations are famously able to expand rapidly, so the animal has become a symbol of extreme fertility, an appropriate metaphor for God, the ultimate creator of life. Spawn a new breed of love-hungry pilgrims, nobodies to feed. Ronnie, sarcastically, proposes that G. Odie uses this renowned creativity to produce entirely spiritual creatures, free from all earthly appetites, who could thrive on abstract love and would truly appreciate heaven because the ex-mortal souls certainly don't. Show me a good man and I'll show you the door. There are so many good people in heaven that Ronnie has become heartily sick of their pity and wants to leave. To show someone the door is to reject him or her, literally, to ask him or her to leave. It's obviously not an option to evict God from heaven, so Ronnie will be the one departing. The last hymn is sung and the devil cries, "More." Ronnie continues his plea to G. Odie to leave heaven, and now the devil gets into play, urging Ronnie to finish his debate with God and go to him.
Jack Rabbit messed up, spawned a new breed of love-hungry pilgrims, nobody's to feed. Show me a good man and I'll show you the door. The last hymn is sung and the devil cries more.
We reach an instrumental section that represents Ronnie addressing G. Odie, who patiently listens to his argumentation to leave heaven. This is unquestionably one of the most intense and elaborate instrumental passages of the album, featuring once more Ian's command of the sax. According to Smolko, this section marks the end of the fourth climax cycle. The form is A plus B plus A and B modified and a coda. Here are some interesting features of this instrumental section. Let's start with part A. On this first part, a free-form sax melody is embraced by guitar on the left and organ on the right, but with distinct full rhythm passages, called obligatos, that bring guitar and organ together. Note that in the last obligato example, the piano appears and complements the organ during the remainder of the passage. The second part of this instrumental section is all fully written and with very tight interplay. I suggest that you pay attention to what the bass is doing. And all of a sudden, the development falls into a section that clearly evokes one of the main motives of Thick as a Brick. Let's listen to part B. B prime, this section returns to the obligatos from A and develops the ideas on B. Right at the end of the passage, we can hear for the last time motive 3 with the final phrase truncated. And then a short coda before returning to the last vocal section of this scene. Let's listen to this fragment and try to identify the obligatos, the theme developments, and motive 3. B prime. This last vocal section of Heaven is really a reprise of B with different lyrics. The acoustic guitar accompaniment is identical. Well, I'm all for leaving, and that being done, I've put in a request to take up my turn in that forsaken paradise that calls itself Hell, where no one has nothing, and nothing is, we reach C, when God, all of a sudden, having heard enough of Ronnie's complaints, abruptly interrupts and say, "Well-meaning fool, pick up thy bed and rise up from your gloom, smiling. Give me your hate and do as the loving heathen do." Basically what he's saying is, "Okay Ronnie, it's all fine. You may go in peace." Now let's listen to B prime and see.
"Well, I'm off leaving, and that being done, I've put in a request to take up my turn in that forsaken paradise that calls itself Hell, where no one has nothing and nothing is well-meaning fool. Pick up thy bed and rise up from your gloom, smiling. Give me your hate and do as the loving heathen do."
And we reach Act 3, Scene 2, Hell. backdrop rises on a scene in hell. Might the groan heard at the start of this scene indicate the damned souls in hell? The first thing to note is the modified version of motive 1, the heartbeat. Now it is presented in a sort of diabolic form using a stringent synthesizer sound. Let's compare. This scene has a long structure based on different versions of theme A. So again, what we have here is essentially a structure based on theme and variations. First, the intro, which is the demonic version of motive 1, A, an instrumental interlude based on motive 5, then a first variation of A, again motive 5, and B, which is a contrasting theme. And then the structure continues, presenting again the demonic version of motive 1, a second variation on A, an instrumental development, a third variation of A, again the instrumental interlude based on motive 5, and an instrumental which is really a fourth variation of A, but this time with sax. Finally, a coda that presents motive 5 complete, that is, with all the phrases. So in summary, this scene is based on variations of theme A, using the first part, that is the ascending scale of motive 5, as a structural cohesive element. The fragment has a single contrasting theme in the middle and two instrumental sections, one independent with its own development and the other being an instrumental version of A. The scene ends with a full exposition of motive 5, which, as already noted, finishes with a heartbeat rhythm. It is also interesting to point out that the band places effects that acts as anchors to provide additional cohesion to this long and complex segment. Note the instrumental and voice effects.
Cold as my touch, freezing. I am the overseer of you.
Let's go through the different parts of this scene. First, the intro, which is the demonic motive 1. The use of the distorted heartbeat, coupled with the groans and the downward glissandos of the guitar, provide a very clever and appropriate description of where Ronnie has ended up. The first appearance of A happens with only the heartbeat synthesizer and a guitar accompanying the voice.
Colors I've none, dark or light, red, white or blue. Cold as my touch, freezing. Summons by name, I am the overseer of you.
Colors I've none. Dark or light, red, white, or blue. Cold is my touch, freezing. Summon my name, I am the overseer over you. The devil pays allegiance to no one and has no feelings. You called? Well, here I am. On the second appearance of A, preceded by the ascending scale of motive 5, drums and bass jump in at full force.
Command to watch over our miserable sphere. sun or rain, occasional corn from my oversight crew.
Given this command to watch over our miserable sphere, fallen from grace, called on to bring sun or rain, occasional corn from my oversight grew. This describes the well-known story of Lucifer as a fallen angel. Again, preceded by the ascending scale of motive 5, we reach B, the contrasting section. A lively section in 4-4 that supports Lucifer's explanation of his duties on Earth. Filled with mine angels from a far better place, offering services for the saving of face. Now you're here, you may as well admire all whom living has retired from the benign reconciliation. Neil Thomaston's interpretation of this second verse is very interesting. A particularly complicated lyric, Lucifer suggests that now that Ron is in the same situation, he ought to understand and even admire those are the souls who found themselves in hell, not because they were actively evil mortals, but because their lives were spent actually living and engaging in earthly concerns without due regard for more religious or moral matters, so that when they died, they failed to qualify for heaven. After presenting again the demonic motive 1, we reach the second variation of A, which is basically a repetition of A prime with different lyrics. Legends were born, surrounding mysterious lights, seen in the sky, flashing. I just lick a fag, and then took my leave in the blink of an eye. Again, a witty interpretation by Neil Thomason. Lucifer boasts of his power and jokes about the gullibility of mortals. The glow of his cigarette, the fag, was misinterpreted as mystic lights. We reach the instrumental development. A wonderful sax solo, cleverly processed, is the basis for this instrumental section. Notice the voice effects that serve as anchors. Also note that this instrumental section ends with the ascending scale of motive 5. This instrumental section has a lively rhythm that seems to portray a Machiavellian dance. I imagine the devil dancing around the maypole as he speaks to a jaw-dropped Ronnie that cannot believe what he's seeing. The third version of A is essentially a repetition of A prime with different lyrics. Passionate play, join round the maple in dance. Primitive right, wrongly. Summoned by name, I am the overseer over you. So Ronnie is invited to stay forever, forming part of Lucifer's perennial right. The final variation of A is an instrumental version where the sax replaces the voice. This final instrumental section depicts Lucifer dancing away while leaving Ronnie dancing around the maypole. The section ends with a full re-exposition of motive 5, including the last phrase with the two heartbeats. Thank you. and we reach Act 4, Scene 1. Where now? The scene is Magus Purge's drawing room at midnight. Ronnie realizes he doesn't like hell either and plots to leave. Here he explains his feelings to Magus Purge and asks for his assistance. The form of this scene is an expanded song format, that is AABA. We have an intro, AABA twice, an instrumental section, and then AABA twice again. Before discussing the lyrics, let's look at what is happening from a musical point of view. The rhythmic patterns are quite complex. The first two instances of the A, verse, sections are in 11/4, really 6/4 plus 5/4, followed by a short instrumental interlude. This is complex enough, but when A is repeated after the interlude, there is an added complexity. Between the two 11/4 measures, a single beat, 1/4, is introduced to play an effect that varies every time it appears. It is very unusual to have one beat measures, and Jethro Tull uses them to give more prominence to the effects introduced in them. Section B, the bridge, has 5 measures in simple 4/4, but the last verse, for example on the verse Baking New Bread, is constructed using 6/4 plus 4/4 plus 5/4. The instrumental section is written in 4/4 except for the last measure, which again is written in 11/4 in order to prepare for the re-exposition of AABA. In the written version of the article, there is a test to see if you're able to count these measures. Note the different effects on the one beat measures. Neither am I good nor bad. I'd give up my head, barking up the wrong tree. Everyone same. Whistles blow and flags wave. A little of what you do. Now turning to the lyrics, in this act is where more profound metaphysical considerations can be inferred. Flee the icy Lucifer. Oh, he's an awful fellow. What a mistake, I didn't take a feather from his pillow. Here's the everlasting rub, neither am I good or bad. I'd give up my halo for a horn, and the horn for the hat I once had. Ronnie realizes that hell is not an option for him, and he feels the urge to go back to a material state. Again, the parallelism with the heavens described in Max Haendel's Rosicrucian Cosmoconception is remarkable. Allow me to copy a summary extracted from the analysis of Mysticae Visiones, which, as I explained in part 1 of this analysis, is based in that metaphysical book. In the first heaven, the only moments experienced are those where some harm was made, either to oneself or to others. It is believed that one is capable of feeling greatly magnified what others felt or suffered as a consequence of our actions. On the contrary, the second heaven only deals with actions that generated a positive effect, either to oneself or to others. Again, one is capable of experiencing, magnified, the happiness and satisfaction felt by those affected by our good actions. The third heaven initiates the process that ends up in a new incarnation. It is triggered by the soul's desire to execute an action or series of actions. This desire is the result of the previous two heavens. Emerges the desire to complete a project, to amend a mistake, or to taste unexplored facets of the material existence. It is believed that evolution as humans is completed when no further desire for material action is felt in the third heaven. In that case, soul's evolution continues through forms of existence not linked to material incarnations. As we saw in part 1, what Ronnie experienced in the memory bank is very similar to what Haendel describes for the first two heavens. What Ronnie experiences in Act 4 is very similar to Haendel's third heaven. I'd give up my halo for a horn, and the horn for the hat I once had. Having gone through heaven and hell, my desire is to go back to my physical body. Here's the everlasting rub, neither am I good or bad. I have projects to complete, mistakes to amend, I need to incarnate again. I'm only breathing, there's life on my ceiling, the flies there are sleeping quietly. Twist my right arm in the dark, I would keep two or three for one of those days that never made an impression on the old score. I would gladly be a dog barking up the wrong tree. Everyone saved, we're in the grave. See you there for the afternoon tea. The idea of Ronnie's desire to reincarnate is reinforced in these verses. He would give not one, but two or three right arms for just an ordinary human day. He would gladly waste his time and have an ordinary cup of tea. Time for awakening, the tea lady is making a brew up and baking new bread. Ronnie is ready to start the process that will end up with a new incarnation. We reach the instrumental section. And even though we are still on scene one, I believe this instrumental section marks the beginning of the final stage in Passion Play, where the events that will lead to his new incarnation are triggered. Up at 9:30, there's not a moment to lose. There is the train on which I came, on the platform are my old shoes. Station master rings his bell, whistles blow and flags wave. A little of what you fancy does you good, or so it should. The cyclic nature of our existence is clearly portrayed in these verses. He will, again, make a trip that is so familiar to him, the train on which I came, my old shoes. And he is eager to start the journey. I thank everybody for making me welcome. I'd stay, but my wings have just dropped off. Ronnie appreciates the importance of this voyage through the afterlife, but he must go back. We reach 10:08 to Paddington. Scene 1 ends with the instrumental section 10:08 to Paddington. Its peaceful mood would seem to indicate that Ronnie has fallen into a final meditative mood in preparation for the final stage of his trip back to Earth. According to Smolko, the fifth climax cycle ends just before the beginning of this instrumental section. We reach Act 4, Scene 2, The Ferry. The scene is a beach, or maybe a riverbank, waiting for the ferry. As Neil Thomason points out, the ferry could point to an analogy with classical Greek mythology, Charon, crossing the river Styx, in order to reach Hades. However, this boat goes in the opposite direction. In order to help develop your listening and analytical skills, I will describe the structure and point out relevant features of this last scene, but instead of putting examples as we go, I will put the entire scene at the end so you can reinterpret and re-enjoy this scene with the new information that I will provide. It is interesting to observe that the material presented in the introduction appears several times during this scene, essentially acting as an additional verse chorus where the themes are presented by guitar and flute instead of the voice. This is very unusual and original. If we take these instrumental sections out, you get an expanded AABA song format with an instrumental development. However, the structure is more complex. Instrumental, the first exposition of A, the verse, the first modification of the instrumental, followed by the first modification of A, then we find B, the bridge. Then an instrumental development, followed by the second modification of the instrumental section, second modification of A, third modification of the instrumental section, and a coda. After the first instrumental section, we reach A. Hail, son of kings, make the ever-dying sign. Cross your fingers in the sky for those about to be. There am I, waiting along the sand. Cast your sweet spell upon the land and sea. Again, let me bring your attention to the emphasis on be. You will recall the verse in the memory bank. How does it feel to be the play? I explained that this could point out to the concept of oneness, being part of a non-divisible whole. Of course, in this case, those about to be implies a more traditional concept of being. I am while my physical body is alive. However, since be appears several times in different contexts throughout this scene, I believe the purpose of the repetition is to emphasize that this passion play is really about being. We reach the first modification of the instrumental section and note that this time the section is contracted. We reach A prime. Magus perde, take your hands from off the chain. Lose a wish to steal the rain, the storm about to be. Here I am, voyager into life. Tough are the souls that tread the night's edge. Observe that B is in uppercase. These verses portray physical life as a struggle, a storm. Yet, Ronnie wants to go into that experience once again. Magus perde, take your hands from off the chain. We reach section B. This section marks the beginning of the final and most intense climax of the song. It starts on B, but the climax continues to build up throughout the rest of this scene, all the way to the epilogue. Break the circle, stretch the line, call upon the devil. Bring the gods on fire in the conflicts revel. Ronnie, as all souls about to begin this new journey, hopes that this new incarnation will allow him to move a step up in his evolution. He doesn't want this new incarnation to be a circle, inconsequential, but a spiral. Stretch the line, live intensely. The passengers upon the ferry crossing, waiting to be born, renew the pledge of life's long song, rise to the reveal horn. The animals queuing at the gate that stands upon the shore, breathe the ever-burning fire that guards the ever-door. These verses admirably portray the nature of this ancient, life's long song process. Countless souls in all life forms who are immortal, ever-burning fire, eagerly waiting to incarnate again in order to allow God to manifest himself, to be manifested. We reach an instrumental development followed by the second modification of the first instrumental section, and we reach A double prime. Man, son of man, by the flame of ever life, yours to breathe and breath the pain of living, living be. Here am I, roll the stone away from the dark into ever day. My interpretation is that man, son of man, as opposed to son of God, reinforces the idea that we are one with the universe, that God is not an entity detached from us, and that we earn our spiritual ranks, we reach enlightenment, through the pain of living, living be. So here I am, willing to be born again in order to fulfill life's objective, which is beautifully expressed by John Anderson in the final verses of Close to the Edge. On the hill, we view the silence of the valley. Silence. Mankind is not shouting any great mystical statement or mystical vision to the enlightened one. There's no mystical scroll to be unlocked. The purpose of life is to live. God wants or expects nothing from us. We are here in order for him to manifest through us. We reach the third variation of the instrumental section and the coda. According to Tim Smolko, the sixth and last climax cycle ends with this coda. And we reach the epilogue. There was a rush along the Fulham Road, into the ever-passion play. And so, Ronnie is back into human form to write another chapter of this never-ending story. With all these insights, let's listen to the magnificent last portion of Passion Play.
Thank you.
dying sign. Cross your fingers in the sky for those about to be. There am I waiting along the sand. Cast your sweet spell. Of the chain, loose a wish to still the rain, the storm about to be. Here am I, voyager into life, top of the swords that tread the night's edge. Break the circle, stretch the line, call upon the dead will. Bring the gods, the gods on fire in the conflict around. Passengers upon the ferry crossing, waiting to be born. Renew the pledge of life's long song, rise to the rebellion. Of ever life, yours to breathe and breath the pain of life.